What's up, dude?
Yo, man. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Nothing. Just enjoying sports.
Yep. I'm watching the White Sox right now.
I'm flipping through the Phillies and hockey.
Phils are back on.
Phils are back on.
Well,
they almost blew a 11-3 lead today against the Yankees.
Can't do that.
That was in the first. They're playing a doubleheader today.
I was going to say, are they doing like that 7-inning doubleheader?
It's so
today?
Dumb, yeah, dude.
Because they must have changed that. Because the Sox played a doubleheader last week and they went 9 both games. This must be like a change they just implemented.
Yeah, they did. It went into effect August 1st.
Oh, okay.
But they're tied up 1-1 in the bottom of the 6th right now.
Sox are down a run in the top of the 6th, but it's going to be a double for the last for hitter number 9. Who was that? I don't even see who that was. Some guy. Oh, Mendick. The Sox have like a bunch of dudes on the DL right now, or that injured, whatever they call it, the 10-day whatever.
Dial.
Like a couple of our best players. Like when our team is healthy, we're going to be a good offensive team, and we're a good offensive team right now. I've never paid so much attention to baseball in my entire life.
I love baseball.
I think it's a lot more fun when it's a shorter season, because it's just like 162 games is just too much to pay attention to. But when it's 60, it's like, you know what? That's fine. You know, that's roughly a 10-week season. I can do that.
I owe baseball a lot because, like, I feel like an emotional piece to it. I've always loved baseball. Don't get me wrong on that. But, like, when I couldn't play sports, like, in middle school, like, I was able to still play baseball. Like, and that – my appreciation for baseball just has an emotional connection because of that. And I've always loved baseball because it carries you through the summer, like, when no other sports are on.
Yeah, that's fair. Yep.
Like every summer night on a typical summer, you will just like turn on baseball and not have to worry about a thing. You just watch the Phils and just be happy, or watch the White Sox if you don't have Dish.
I'm watching on my iPad right now. Dude, I am so fed up. Here, I think I sent you. So let me just go on a bit of a rant here about how much Dish is just my nightmare. First of all, they don't carry NBC Sports. Okay, first of all, they don't carry the new Cubs network, Marquee, whatever, which that I get that, right? That I'll give them a pass, because this is like the Cubs went off and did their own TV deal with their own network. If you're not going to carry that, that's fine. But the fact that they don't carry NBC Sports Chicago, a channel dedicated to Chicago sports, is not carried by my cable provider. That should be like the most basic channel to include. It's a regional channel. It's nothing fancy. All it does is cover the White Sox and the Blackhawks, and that's it. And it should not be a problem. But here we are, they don't carry it. And so I can't watch the White Sox unless I watch on my phone or my iPad. But the most ridiculous thing is that, so this past Wednesday, no, today's Wednesday, this past Monday, I'm watching the Hawks, right? So I'm watching the game on my TV on cable, right? The game has started. I am watching them play on cable, on regular NBC Sports, like the national broadcasting channel. And so I'm watching, and then not 10 minutes into the game, I lose the feed. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? Maybe my TV just froze or whatever. Turns out they yanked the game for whatever reason, and I can't watch the Blackhawks on regular cable even. Oh, dude, talk about the most frustrating thing of my life.
I don't know how you live in that house.
Well, thankfully, we have multiple smart TVs, and I have used my aunt's login to connect her Xfinity account to all of them, so now I can just watch the NBC Sports app on those TVs. But still, it's such a pain in my ass, dude.
Like, whenever I move out of my house, I will sacrifice eating in order to watch sports and have cable. Like, that's no joke. Like, being able to come home after work or whatever I'm doing that day and just be able to, like, sit and watch, like, whatever team is on and not having to, like, connect to, like whatever account you're talking about or watch it online or whatever, like, that's huge for me. Like, I will sacrifice eating, not so much drinking, but eating in order to watch sports.
Ah, shit. Yeah.
What just happened?
Our man on second, one out, arguably our best hitter, just struck out. You can't do that. You got to at least put the ball in play. He's our best contact hitter, if nothing else. He leads the team batting average, leadoff hitter, strikes out. Can't do that.
Your leadoff hitter is your best hitter?
Well, I'll give you a little lesson on the White Sox. So he was not our leadoff hitter until our leadoff hitter got injured, Tim Anderson. And so he was batting like fifth or sixth, but he's 22. This is his first season in the majors, and he's on absolute tear. He's batting like over 300. He leads the team in doubles. Just like great contact hitter, puts the ball in play, gets on base a lot. But he's young. This is his first, so like they didn't really know what to do with him because this is his first season.
The Phillies bullpen is probably the worst in the history of bullpens. And that's no joke. Like, this guy pitching right now, Tommy Hunter, he was signed to a 2-year, $18 million contract. And he
better be good for that money.
He blows, dude. He is the worst relief pitcher of all time. He just hangs balls up in the zone 24/7, 365 days a year. And I don't understand it. He's the most frustrating player I've ever watched in my life.
That's something I've learned to – like, I always thought, you know, like, a pitcher's a pitcher. He's gonna strike some guys out. He's going to give some hits, whatever. But, like, since I've watched more baseball games in the past week than probably the rest of my life combined, not including the playoffs, I've developed a new appreciation for – like, pitchers can be good or they can be pretty bad. Some of these guys, when they pitch, it's like, damn, I could hit that. He's laying these, like, fastballs at, like, right in the middle of the zone. You know, like, all I have to do is swing at the right time and I'll probably make contact.
Well, that's what this Tommy Hunter does. It's unreal. It is truly baffling. I love that word, baffling. Because that's what happens right now whenever he pitches. I don't understand how he and the catcher, for that matter, Andrew Knapp. I don't know how either of these schmucks, these absolute dumbass schmucks, make a Major League Baseball roster. I don't understand it. I truly don't. Our friend Derek Charlie, like, played for the club baseball team. And I think that he, in his out-of-shapeness right now, you know, Derek, like, no offense, but let's be honest here. Like, we've all, like, got out of shape as soon as we left college. Like, dude.
Speak for yourself.
Shut up, Nick. All right, dude.
I'm in.
Dude, for being out, I don't think anyone in the world out there could be a worse baseball player behind the plate than freaking Andrew Knapp. It's unreal. I truly am baffled that these players are chosen by the manager or the GM to be signed to a major league staff and roster. It is unreal to me.
I don't know, dude. I mean, is he a righty or a left? I guess he's a catcher. Doesn't matter. I mean, he's a righty, but that's the other thing. Like, no, I'm talking about, like, yeah, that, of course, if he's a catcher, he's a righty, but I'm also just like the whole righty lefty. You know what rule I love? And I feel like you probably hate this rule, but I love it, is the three-batter minimum or at the inning rule. I love it. Because then it's not like, okay, I'm going to face one batter, then bring in another guy, then he'll face a batter, then I'm going to –
it's all about strategy. Just,
if you're bringing in – yeah, I get that. But, like, if you're going to bring in your pitcher, I like how, like, it carries more weight now. Like, if you're bringing in your guy, like, you got to be able to rely on him for the long
run. No, I'm a big strategy guy. That's why I hate the DH That's why I hate the three. I hate every rule they've implemented but even before COVID, they went to these 60 game shits. I've hated every rule that they've implemented. I hate the three batter rule. I hate the DH. I hate the people on second base that they were toying with in the minors.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that one. I haven't seen an extra inning game yet, so I don't know how I feel about that. But I feel like I like it because, honestly, dude, like, I'm here for the rules that are going to speed up the game. which means less pitching changes and more opportunities to win in extra innings. So call be a hater. I don't care. Those are my feelings.
Listen, I love long games, and as we speak, Tommy Hunter just gave up a no out double that drove in a run in the top of the seventh. Thank you very much, Tommy.
So is it tied at one now?
2-1 now because Tommy Hunter blows dick.
Oh, two.
He's the dude. I cannot stand this guy. I cannot stand him. Just leaves the ball up the right down the dick, dude. Like this could not get more middle in than anything else in my life.
Was it a good hitter or was the only person I know the Yankees is Eric.
No, it's one of these schmucks that the Yankees brought up, dude. It is unreal. I cannot.
Yeah, but aren't the Yankees really good
it
this year?
It doesn't matter, dude. Dude, a JV, a freshman baseball team can hit off this relief pitcher. You need to watch this guy. He is that god awful. I bet your sister did your sister play softball in high school?
For a year, yeah.
She can hit off this guy. All right, that's how bad this guy is, dude. Tommy Hunter sucks. Oh, god damn.
Dang. I actually like the Sox bullpen.
Well,
our starters were getting teed up to start the season. And now, luckily, we've fallen into a bit of a rhythm and we're actually pitching pretty well. But we got Dallas Keuchel throwing. I love Dallas Keuchel. He's throwing tonight.
Oh, that's okay. Tommy Hunter just plunked. he just plunked. The Yankees batter. I'm blanking on his name. Holy shit, what's his name? Gabby Sanchez, that's his name. Plunked him, so it's bases loaded, no outs, in the top of the seventh in a 7-inning game.
Well, if the Yankees are anything like the White Sox, they won't score. I think I've seen the White Sox have the bases loaded a grand total of 5 times this year, at least 3 of those times with no outs, and they have not scored a run. I have not seen the White Sox score a run with bases loaded out of 5 opportunities that I've seen this year. That's on it. Right.
This is the Yankees we're talking about. This isn't the fucking White Sox or even the Phillies or the Mets.
Hey, the White Sox are the White Sox are good this year. All right.
The Phillies.
We're in second place. We've won 6 games in a row. All
right. I really want to like just tell you to calm down and go to the corner right now, but I'll let you have this
moment. Why? Because your team is worse than my team.
That you just got into baseball, and I'm just so frustrated right now that Tommy Hunter is still in the game. It's still in the game. Get him the hell out. What are you doing?
Here, I'm gonna just put a disclaimer in there. I am admittedly going to hop off the baseball train the minute the White Sox are out of playoff contention, because at that point I won't care. But as long as they're playing well, you know. Call me a Fairweather fan. I don't care. That's just
You're
how
actually
I am.
The worst White Sox fan of all time because you rooted.
I might
you
be
rooted for the Cubs to win the World Series back in 2016.
No, I actually had mixed emotions about that.
Either way, dude, you were still happy that they won.
No, well, whenever that dude hit that home run to tie it up in the eighth, for the Indians, I actually was like, oh shit! Like, if the Cubs lose, that actually would be really funny. And then I went to bed before the game ended. No, I went to bed like as the game ended. I was lying in bed watching on my phone, and then just turned it off the minute
Unreal,
they won.
Dude, I can't believe you missed that.
No, I saw it.
What you just said that you fell asleep before the game ended.
No. I was watching it on my phone in my bed, and I turned it off. Like when I was like, okay, they won. Going to bed.
Oh.
I did see the final hour.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't like keep watching for the whole like celebration aftermath
stuff. That's
fair.
So I was working at Dick's Sporting Goods that night, and
Well, that game also ended at – because there was a rain delay and the game took forever. That game ended at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, dude. So, like, I was worried I wasn't going to see the game at, like, the end of the game. So, like, we had it on at Dick's, and I got yelled at for watching the game not working. Ran home, and then I witnessed history. It's one of those sport moments we've talked about before that you'll never forget. Like, this was a team winning a championship that, like, wasn't my favorite team, but still, like, I felt, like, some sort of connection. And just the fact that, like, I love Wrigley Field, too. So I was just so happy with it. And I always thought that if the Cubs could win, the Eagles could win the Super Bowl, which
and they did. Well, look at that.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. That was a great day.
That was like a Monday or a Tuesday. It was a weird day of the week.
Well, hey, guess what? He just let them – yep, that's cool. Oh, only a single, though. So now it's 3-1. No outs, so he's doing great.
Yank him.
Now, he does. I mean, I loved – here's the thing with the Phillies. I wanted Bryce Harper so bad on the Phillies, even before the season started, the regular season started, like his last year Nationals. I knew he was going to become a free agent. I knew the Phillies had a shit ton of money coming in. And I wanted Bryce Harper so bad. So when we got him, I was like, finally, thank God. I hated Guy Kapler. I did not want him. I wanted Joe Girardi from the start back in 2017, 2018, depending on like when they signed Kapler, because I don't know when it was. I wanted Joe Girardi so bad. I love Joe Girardi. He's smart. He's fiery. He'll stick up for his players. He's old school, all shit. Didn't get him, right? Finally, I got Joe Girardi this past offseason and finally got my player that I've always wanted, and I got the manager I always wanted, but I got a bullpen that can't do diddly, all right? And it's hurting us, and I just want to scream.
Yeah, well.
Have you?
Well, the last time the Phillies won the World Series in 08, right? So, could have been longer ago.
But, dude, so I, like, going through, like, my elementary years, the Phillies blew, right? They sucked.
Yeah.
Like, they, like, when I was, like, in, like preschool and kindergarten, first grade, if you bought a carton of ice cream, there was a thing to get tickets for free. Off that ice cream cart. That's how bad they were and how bad no one went, right? So then they got better. Then my middle school and, like, high school years were fantastic. They won 4 straight division titles. Well, 5 straight division titles. They went to 2 World Series. Our senior year, so, like, junior spring, senior fall, best record in MLB, heartbroken when Ryan Howard tore his ACL or his Achilles. Like, I got spoiled all those years. For 5 straight years, like, in my, like, prime, like, coming of sport age, like, they're awesome, right? And then college, they were abysmal, like, the worst thing of all time. And now they have pieces together, so, like, there's hope. Like, there's some years where I just started, I was like, yeah, I'll be happy if we can get to even 70 wins, right? But they have pieces together. Like, their rosters, you know, you got Andrew McCutchen, Bryce Harper, best catcher in MLB, and JT Realmuto. We got a stud in Aaron Nola. You know, we just signed Zach Wheeler. But good God, this bullpen could not be more hodgepodge than what it is.
I don't know what to say. It seems like you got it all figured out.
I need to become a GM. That's what just needs to happen. If you gave me 1 year where I could just run a sport team, I guarantee you I would set that team up for success, if not bringing a championship that year. Depending on what situation I'm going into, I'm bringing a championship to that city, or I'm going to make moves that it brings a championship to that city within, I give myself 3 years max, depending on the situation I walk into.
Okay, that's a bold prediction.
I wish we could do it, but it's just, like, nearly impossible.
Yeah.
Have you been watching hockey at all?
The Hawks, yeah.
Nothing else?
Nah, the early rounds never really. I gotta, like, see, other than the Hawks, like, in the later rounds, I'll see what happens, see where teams end up, and then I'll probably watch more. But this first round, I'm only paying attention to the Hawks. I've like kept track of scores, but I haven't watched.
Dude, like, it is fantastic. It's like March Madness, honestly, for hockey right now. I come downstairs. What? They score?
No, Sox had leadoff man aboard, but then our another good hitter grounded into a double play.
I like this side of you. You know, you're interested in baseball. That, like, why couldn't this happen, like, forever?
Because honestly, because I had other stuff going on. Now there's literally nothing, so I figured, hey, it beats watching like Friends reruns.
Friends reruns are great, though.
Yeah, they are great. That was a poor example, but you know what I mean. And I honestly like I said, baseball in a shortened season, because I would always watch the playoffs. At the very least, I'd watch the World Series. Like, I don't dislike baseball when it's exciting and when it's consequential. And the fact that this season, every game is so meaningful, it makes it more fun to watch.
It's a great thing because, like, both hockey and basketball are on during the day. Like, hockey starts at 12 every day. It's awesome.
Yeah. I'm just bummed how late the Hawks play. Like, you know, I don't want to be up till midnight on a Wednesday, but I'm gonna be.
What's their series at? 1-1?
One-on-one, yeah. We got beat up pretty good. Although we came back, it was tied at three. We were down 2-0, and then we tied it at three. And then they went off and ended up beating us 6-3. How are the I saw the only thing I've saw I saw the Flyers when they beat up the Bruins in their first game out. What do they do in their
They
second?
didn't play yet. They play Thursday.
They've only played one. Only played one game
It's a
so far.
beautiful thing being the top four teams. You get some rest.
Yeah, clearly.
So yeah, they play tomorrow.
Who are they playing?
The Capitals.
Okay. Go Caps.
Yo, fuck you, dude.
Just because I love Ovechkin.
Dude,
Love him. He's
I
like.
love Ovechkin too, just for the fact that he can hit people and he likes hitting people.
And he's just like the perfect representation of a hockey player. Like, when you think of a hockey player, you should think of Alex Ovechkin. He was like destined to be a hockey player. Just everything about him makes him perfect for the
If you're a
sport.
hockey player and have all of your teeth, you're not really a hockey player.
Does he have all of his
No.
teeth? So good. So there you go. He's a hockey player.
I mean, like, don't give me like the fake, like if you have a fake like a retainer or whatever where it has like a tooth that like replaces the missing tooth, I accept that.
Yeah.
But if you like never lost a tooth, you're not really a hockey player.
That reminds me of I. Th it w oh, geez. This was probably sometime when I was in high school. It might have been the Hawks' first or second run to the Stanley Cup, so maybe I was a freshman in college, but Duncan Keith took a puck to the mouth, lost 7 teeth at once. They were scattered on the ice. They had to pause the game and bring people out to like look for these teeth on the ice. Goes in the locker room, gets fixed up, comes back and finishes the game. If that's not a hockey player, I don't know what
Yeah,
is.
exactly. I love it. Like the one.
Any other sport, that dude's on like he's like done for the season. Any other sport, that guy is done for the season.
Absolutely.
Duncan Keith missed maybe a period, and he was back in the game. It's so yeah, I love that. I
Dude,
love
I
it.
forget who it was, but I know he was up from Boston. The dude took a slap shot to like the I forget it was either ankle or like shin. Broke his leg, broke whatever's in there. Was on the ice for like 3 minutes. Because they were on a power play and like he couldn't like just skate off. And
Yeah.
like I do the thing I love about the best thing about hockey, the playoffs in hockey, isn't the games. It isn't the atmosphere, isn't the hoist of Stanley Cup. The best thing about playoffs in hockey is the injury list and stories that you get after the end with all these players' injuries that come out and say, oh yeah, this kid has had like a torn labrum for the past 3 months that he's played on, or oh yeah, this guy has a chipped shoulder that is like whatever. Like it is amazing to me the day after the Stanley Cup ends, what the injury report is that these guys have been like dealing with for like however long they've been injured.
Yeah, dude, that's and hockey. I feel like hockey players, like at least in the U.S., like if you call the NHL one of the big four leagues, it's definitely the league that gets the least amount of attention. It gets the it's the least glamorous. It's the least, you know, like I think probably the least popular of the four major leagues. But yet, those players are just the most dedicated to their sport and the playoff hockey, like. I don't – there. No other playoff is better than playoff hockey. None.
Agreed. Totally agree. And it's unfortunate because, like, hockey should rise, absolutely rise, because of how great it is. I don't understand why, like, why this country does not get around hockey. I don't understand.
You know what I think it is? I honestly think because I always – because, like, every day I go on ESPN or whatever just to see what the headlines are. ESPN does not give hockey, like – any coverage. You have to dig for coverage. The leagues listed across the top, never the NHL. You have to like manually click through links to get to the NHL page. Like, I feel like that's it because so how many people rely on ESPN for their source of news and like what's going on and what's interesting in the world of sports rely on ESPN? Like, probably more than 50% of the country. And so when hockey never gets any coverage, there are people out there who might be like, okay, yeah, nothing must be happening in the NHL because I never see anything about it. When in reality, you know, it's as exciting as we know it is, but they just never get the coverage they deserve.
Dude, when we were younger, ESPN had the NHL, and so did ABC.
Yeah.
So bring that back.
Honestly, I'm fine with it on NBC though,
or ABC. Other
than the fact that I can't.
It was on ABC and ESPN.
Yeah, nope.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, but I'm fine with it on NBC, even though I don't get it, which is another story.
Wait,
but
you don't get NBC?
Just because? No, I get NBC, but I mean NBC Sports Chicago. No, I get NBC, but and also the hockey announcers like Doc Emmerich,
the best guy of all time,
incredible,
awesome.
Eddie Olchek, because Eddie Olchek he's like the Hawks regular season announcer for the most part. Love Eddie Olchek. And actually, I was thinking about this. Eddie Olchek, his son, because his son went to Penn State and played hockey. And his son graduated from the business school the same time as me. Like, I remember them saying Eddie Olchek's name to walk across the stage, like, or Tommy Olchek's name walking across the stage. Like, Eddie Olchek was probably in the building. I should have gone and found him. And like, hey, like, you're one of my favorite announcers.
You should have, dude. That would have been sick.
It didn't even cross my mind. There were like 1,200 kids who graduated from SMU. There's no way I would have found him, but still.
Dude, I hate Mike Milbury though. I cannot stand Mike Milbury because he hates the Flyers.
I don't know who that is.
He's the old fat fuck that just rips apart the Philadelphia sport teams and the Flyers and all that shit. I hate him. I hate him so much. I hate Pierre Brigoire.
I feel like I like Pierre Brigoire. I feel like he's a polar.
Oh my god. How do you like him?
What's wrong with him?
He's soft and he sucks Sidney Crosby's dick.
No, he's. I never pay attention to him calling Pens games because either way. I feel like he's smart. He knows what he's talking about. He's got good insights. He catches things. Like, I like here. He has insightful analysis. I like listening to what he has to say.
He sucks Sidney Crosby's dick. Like, he, like, literally goes up to Sidney Crosby and does his pants and gets down on two knees. Like, that's how bad he loves Sidney Crosby.
Maybe you hate that because you hate the Penguins. And I guess I've never noticed it as a neutral fan.
God, dude. I cannot stand Pierre Maguire. He's so soft. And he just talks out of his ass half the time. Doesn't let Doc or Eddie call the game. It is awful here.
What do you mean? Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. He always has to add something in. Like, shut your mouth, dude. And
I don't think he does that at all.
Oh, dude. You can. We're not watching the same games then.
I think because he has a different vantage point. He sees things differently. He hears what's going on the benches. Maybe you know the game of hockey better than I do from like a strategy perspective. So a lot of what he says is just like, yeah, we know Pierre, move on. But I don't. So I actually find what he says insightful.
Oh, dude. He doesn't even have a good voice either. Like, Doc Emmert has great voice. Like, Pierre Maguire, like, sucks dick.
Yeah, well, I disagree, but that's all right.
It is frustrating. And the Phillies just lost officially, so they split the doubleheader.
Sox are still down 1-0, top of the eighth.
Oh, fuck.
I find it so funny watching the Sox games because, like, you know, we're sponsored by Guaranteed Rate Field. Like, Guaranteed Rate is a mortgage lender, and they have the naming rights to our stadium. And there's a big, like, their logo is just a big red down arrow. And it's just this big banner right behind home plate. Every pitch, you just see this big old red down arrow. Just like, it was very fitting for the Sox being how bad they were, you know, over the past 8 to 10 years.
That stadium sucked, by the way.
Well, what? Okay, so I'm assuming you did it. How old were you? When did you?
Eighth grade, 2008.
So 2008. Okay, so we were actually decent in 2008. We were. I think we made the playoffs that year. So that's actually, what day of the week did you go? Like, was it a bad crowd environment or what? Because I've always had good experiences there. I mean, there's nothing to do around the stadium. It's not like exciting from like a game day perspective, but it's a nice stadium.
It's an okay. No, it's okay. It's just dumb. Like, there's nothing to it. There's no charm at all.
No, it's a very generic stadium. It's like a cookie cutter baseball stadium. I'll give you that.
It's awful.
I drive past it. I use every time I would come home from Michigan and I'd go to Chicago. I'd drive right past it because it's like next to the highway. I would always look and be like, there it is, home of the worst team in baseball. Although not this year.
Not this year.
Home of the second place in the AL Central White Sox.
All right, we're a week into the season, so shut your mouth.
You know what? I'm just going to enjoy this while it lasts because I'll probably be done in, you know, 2 weeks when we're – oh, we beat them. There we go. All right. Bottom of the eighth. Got the middle – heart of the line – no, never mind. Bottom of the lineup coming up. Which means in the ninth, at the very least, we'll get the meat of the order. So we got 8-9-1 coming up in the bottom of the eighth.
Can't wait for this.
Let's see.
Have you been following the drama on Penn State recruiting Twitter at all?
I'm going to go with no.
So, you know how we got that tight end from Wisconsin a couple of days?
Yeah.
So, yeah. this one recruit committed to Wisconsin, right? Today,
yeah.
What's on Twitter? He screenshot a schedule for Wisconsin, and they face Penn State. Well, let me get this, and goes and says the date, like 9 whatever, whatever, whatever. But take a guess on when the season is.
Like 2024.
Yes, exactly. All right. this kid, and he goes, can't wait, and puts the date.
Why was it, did he want the tight end to go to Wisconsin with him?
I don't know. I don't know. But this, like, I don't tweet at people like celebrities or anything like that, or like athletes or anything like that. I think people that do that are stupid, and especially like sometimes I want to tweet like at recruits, like, hey, like, welcome to Penn State, like, can't wait to watch you. Like, I'll never tweet at them. I'll favorite their tweets. Like, whenever they announce, or like, all I will like retweet them. Like, I retweeted Langdon Tangwell when he's like, some people just don't want to pursue or commit. People don't want to compete when that one kid like decommitted from a school, or whatever. So I thought it was hilarious. I love that attitude. However, like, I'll never tweet at a recruit. I'll never tweet at him like talking shit. But this kid to fucking tweet, can't wait for a football game 4 years from now, is absolutely idiotic, and I want to punch this kid in the face. Like, this kid's probably 16 or 17 right now. If I see him, I'd punch him in the face. Like, honest to God.
Dude, if I were a college football coach and I recruited the kid and he commits, and before he even graduates high school and comes to campus, starts tweeting shit about another recruit at a different school or a game or whatever, like, I'm telling that kid to shut his freaking mouth, because you're still in high school, dude. You don't say anything until you've actually been in college. You've been in that environment. You understand, like, what it's like to be a college athlete. Shut your mouth, dude. You committed. Great for you. Put your head down and work. And then when you get on campus, you'll go from there. But, dude, shut your freaking – like, that pisses me off. Like, no recruit should be getting in the business of another recruit or a team schedule or anything like that. Just shut your mouth, dude. You made it. Congrats. You got a scholarship to a good school to play football. Shut your mouth.
His name is Braylon Allen. Braylon.
Well, I hope Braylon Allen gets his ass kicked by Penn State in 2024.
Like, this kid is such a – like, I hate this kid already. I cannot stand this kid.
What position does he play?
I think tight end. No, safety or linebacker.
Okay.
Like, I hate this kid. I hate this kid. And that, and it just blows my mind that he's looking – he has to make the team, dude. He has to, like, start.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He might transfer from Wisconsin by 2024.
Oh, dude, I'm going to boo this kid like no other. I'm gonna make a sign for that game in 4 years that says, Braylon Allen, I hate you. I'm going to hang it.
Wait, so is he a recruit for 2022?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Like, I want to punch this kid in the face. Like, if this was, like, next year or something, yeah, do it. If this was, like this year, do it. See if I care. But the fact that you're doing this 4 years from now from a team that's not even your rival – Penn State's faced Wisconsin, like, what, three times over the last couple years?
Or was it just once? I feel like the only – when we went to the game – 2 years ago, I feel like that was the only time out of a long time that we've played Wisconsin.
I mean, besides the Big Ten Championship game.
Yeah, because I think before that, I know we played them and we beat them at Wisconsin like our freshman year. Yeah,
that was a big upset too.
I don't recall us ever playing them after that game before the time we went 2 years ago.
Yeah, so he's 2022. And he's listed as an inside linebacker for on 24/7 Sports.
Well, let's –
dude, I hope
– wait, so 2020 – do we play him – I guess we'll play him at home?
I think so, yeah.
Alexa, stop. Alexa, stop. My Alexa just, like, started playing music.
Oh, and then he so that kid that just committed, he tweeted out, like our recruit tweeted out, any DB or LB I go against, I'm gonna embarrass them. And this Braylon Allen kid says, come on, bruh.
Dude, that tight end looks like a solid recruit. He's a big kid, looks like he has room to grow. Looks like he's got a good build for a tight end. And he was a four. I mean, he's a pretty highly recruited guy.
Yeah. And we're at Wisconsin for that game in 4 years.
Okay. Let's go.
I might legit go to that game because because it's in Saturday. It's on a Saturday in September, and I can probably hit a Packers game and maybe Bucks game.
Yeah, true.
I'm marking that as my trip probably right now. I'm there.
If you go, I'll go.
We'll be 30 too.
Well, jeez, we're gonna be old men.
You'll be 31.
I'll be 31. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I will be. That's terrifying.
Oh, shut up.
We might be, like, married.
It's just, You might.
The $1 million question: who goes first, me or you, or neither? Probably neither.
I want to know what the Vegas gods, like upstairs, like, you know, there's some degenerate gamblers in heaven. Like, I want to know what they're putting the odds are. Like, what's the spread for us?
What I wonder what our over unders are. Is there even a number?
Yeah.
Will it happen or not?
And I want to know, like, what my family members upstairs think. What's going on? Like, I seriously want to know that.
It's $1 million question.
Wow, unreal, man, unreal. Dude, this Penn State 2022 class is gonna be phenomenal.
I have high hopes just because we're getting good recruits early.
Pennsylvania is loaded.
Yeah. I've been looking. I go off of ESPN. I know you use 24/7 sports, but just off of the ESPN. Oh, Luis Robert. Damn it. Hit it to the track. Damn it. That was close. But it would have been the lead. Anyway. So ESPN, there's a bunch of good players in like the surrounding area, like in Maryland, like those, that Owen Mills school or whatever, yeah, where we seem to have luck recruiting. They have a couple really good players. Like Virginia has some guys. There's some guys in New Jersey. Like, I feel like the areas we normally recruit pretty well in have good recruits for us to target.
Agreed. Virginia's stacked. I'm looking at Virginia right now. Stacked. They have 11 guys in the top 200 rankings, and we dominate Virginia historically, at least. So Virginia is good. I'm looking at the Maryland rankings right now.
There's one guy in particular in Maryland who, at least on ESPN, was like a top 30, maybe top 35 guy. Who was, I forget. I think it was a D. He might have been like a D lineman. I don't know, but
yo.
Get out. No! Jesus Christ, we've hit two balls in a row to the wall, and they've been caught. Oh. That would have been a lead, too. We had a man up. We had a man on first. That would have been, and if that landed, we would have scored. Oh, my God. The right fielder for the Brewers is my least favorite player in sports. I've decided that.
False.
What do you mean, false?
That is just unbelievable to me that there's so many villains out there right now in sports, and you're going to pick the right fielder from the Brewers of all people, a team that you don't even typically every year.
Well, as of right now, I might change my mind later, but yesterday he bombed a home run yesterday. Granted, we won yesterday, but still, he bombed a home run. He got this. He looks like who's that dude who played? I don't know if he still does. Few years back, at least, he played for the Dodgers. Scary looking dude. He looked like the redhead from Game of Thrones, like the redheaded dude, the wildling from Game of Thrones. Justin something, maybe.
Justin Braun.
No, he. But you know what I'm talking about. He played for the Dodgers. Crazy.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That's shit. I know what you're talking about. Justin Turner.
Justin Turner, yeah. This dude for the Twins looks like Justin Turner. And he plays right field. He doesn't have red hair, but he's got like pretty long, wild, kind of brownish blonde hair, beard, whatever. Ugh. Just made that catch. Had it landed, we would have had a tie game, but he caught it going into the ninth. So I'm pissed.
Maryland only has four guys in the top 100.
Four in the top 100, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but then it falls off. Like the rest of the guys listed as of right now, the six are like from like 277 to like 215.
Yeah. Well, who's number one in Maryland?
A guy from St. Francis, D end.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of. He must be the D end because he must be the guy who ESPN has it like 33,
well, he's from
I think,
San
something like
Francisco,
that.
so he's from Baltimore. There's another guy that's ranked 81 in Maryland. He's from that Oring Mills area. He goes to that McDonough school
Okay.
that PJ Mustafar went to.
Okay, yeah.
New Jersey has New Jersey has four within the top 200. But Pennsylvania is stacked next year, dude. And it's all from a weird area. It's from like that the Lebanon, Lancaster, Berks County area. There's a couple guys listed from the Philadelphia area, but no guys from the Pittsburgh area, which is really weird. But everyone from the top, from the top eight recruits, so all the guys ranked already, so all those guys are ranked within the top 100 or top 200, excuse me, are all from the eastern side of the state.
Dang. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's just cool. I mean, like, bragging, right? Like, to me, it means diddly to you. But, like, I always, like, east-west type of thing. Like,
yeah.
So, like, Harrisburg is considered, like, eastern part of PA, even though it's, like, getting to central. But, like,
yeah,
that's the furthest west it goes. They need to get this DN, number 12, Eni White, 12th in the nation, DN out of Philadelphia. They need to get him.
Yeah, that'd be big. Okay, here, wait. This dude's up to bat now. The dude I don't like, the right fielder. I don't know his name. Strike him out. Send him walking to the dugout. Head down. And he bats lefty.
What's so? I hate lefties, but like, what do you have? What do you talk about?
I'm just saying he would bat lefty. Like he's like, oh, Ben Gamble. That's his name.
I gotta look this guy up.
Ben Gamble or Gamel. I don't know how you say it. Ben and then Gamel.
Oh, he does look like Justin Turner. Holy shit!
Yeah. All right, 2-2. Send him walking. I don't even know who's pitching right now. I've been paying attention. Oh, is this Ross Dutweiler, my favorite relief pitcher / closer? I think it might be. Oh, yeah, take a seat. Drop third strike. Throw him out. Take a seat. No, it's Hewer. Cody Hewer, I think. I don't know. All right, the Sox kind of win, but they have to win within 20 minutes so I can flip to the Hawks. What a night for sports.
It's beautiful, man. It's like March Madness in August. So the Canadians and Penguins are playing right now, and the Canadians just went up 4-3 with 11 minutes left in the third.
The Canadians are, like, secretly my second favorite hockey team.
I hate them, dude. I hate them.
I know. All right. Ground out. Let's get them out. Good play at third. All right. Bottom of the ninth. Here we go. We got 3-4-5 up to bat. I like that. We need one run to tie, two to win. Let's see what happens.
You're screwed.
I don't know, dude. This White Sox team is a resilient team. We've been down, but we've come through and won the past couple nights.
See what happens.
We're on a six-game winning streak.
Ooh, hot game.
All on the road. This is our first home game since our opening series.
Well, the Phillies haven't even gone on a winning streak yet, so that's where I'm at.
So I can't be too upset if we lose because, I mean, you know. We've been winning. We're not going to win them all.
You know how you said you're going to jump off the bandwagon as soon as the White Sox are eliminated from playoff contention? Well,
yeah.
They're sick. Basically, everyone makes the playoffs this year, so you might not be jumping off anytime short.
What do you mean? Only it's the top two teams from every division, right?
It's 16 teams that make it, dude.
So the top two teams, and then are there wild card spots on top of
another,
that?
Another two wild cards, right? There's three. No, there's three divisions. Oh, wait. There's three divisions. There's East, Central, and what do you call it? West.
West.
So it'd be like the top.
I know for a fact the top two teams make it. So that's.
Well, dude, what? The top. No, dude, it's the top probably. Probably three. I don't know how they're doing it.
Okay.
I don't know how they're
two,
doing
four,
it.
Six. Is 12. Okay, so that. No, 12 teams finish first or second in their division. So those 12 make the playoffs. Then four means there's two wild card spots in the AL and the NL. So, yeah, the top three from two out of the three divisions make it, presumably, unless a fourth-place team is really good for some reason.
Let me look this up.
All right. Milwaukee's going with Josh Hader, Bill Hader's cousin. Not actually, but... All right. He's a lefty, which is interesting because Sox, I think, are batting two righties and a lefty. Maybe two lefties and a righty. No, two righties and a lefty. So that's interesting. Do you have any? The one thing I can't figure out is like how, like, the whole strategy of what pitch to throw makes no sense to me. Because I'm listening to the Sox announcers and they're like, oh, yeah, he'll probably throw a slider, you know, down and away. I'm like, how the hell do you know? How like, well, don't you just pick a pitch and throw it? Like,
you gotta know. Well, Derek would be better to ask that, him being a catcher. But.
He explained this to me once, but it went right over my head.
But like, one, you have to know like what the batter is, like what his strengths and weaknesses are. So if like you have a guy that can hit curveballs, you're obviously gonna throw him a lot of like breaking balls and a lot of shit. But then you have to mess with the batter's eye. So like go like inside to outside, you know, change the batter's eye. Like make them like be off balance. If you're like, say, like you're Mariano Rivera, you're throwing that cutter no matter what, you know, it doesn't matter. But like down and away, like it's like the pitch, like the famous Todd Frazier pitch. You know, you're down 0-2. You don't want that ball anywhere near the zone. Like obviously, you know, you're gonna throw it away. You know, you have a couple pitches to mess with, so you can just mess with it. And you don't want to be throwing. You want to paint the quarters too. You know, nothing, obviously, nothing like middle in. It's all about the batter's eye. Yeah. You got to mess with their minds.
I get it. I don't know. It's just more. It's too complex than I care to figure out.
It's also about like the count too. So like if it's like,
well, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if you're down 3-0, you're gonna just throw a fastball because you need a strike. Yeah. But like,
so Derek would be perfect to answer that.
All right. 1-2 count, one out, nobody on. Come on, Yasmani. Do something here.
I can't imagine you at a baseball game.
Oh, Yasmani Grandal puts one into left field. Will it fall? No. Oh, that was a risky He nearly dropped that. Okay, two outs. Two outs. We got Eloy Jimenez up to bat. Leads the team in home runs. Solid ball player, 23 years old. Young guy. Had a bomb last night. Two-run shot to tie the game. See if he can do a solo shot to tie the game here. Wouldn't that be nice?
I guess, if you're a White Sox fan.
I am a White Sox fan, so it makes sense.
Use that term.
All right, here's the pitch. Oh, he took a big hack at a slider at 81 miles an hour. He was about 4 minutes ahead of that one. He was thinking fastball. He did not get a fastball. And he cuts through another slider down 0-2. All right, Aloy, this is not the at-bat I was expecting from you. This might be it. Our streak might be coming to an end at the hands of the Milwaukee Brewers.
And Ben Gable.
Oh, what a bad pitch to swing at. Three sliders in a row, low and inside, got him on three swings. That's not how you want to end a ball game.
Tell him, coach.
That's how it ended. And now we turn this off and we watch the Blackhawks. I'm going to see if my TV will let me watch the Blackhawks game on real TV tonight or not.
Probably not.
It's just unbelievable. Still the Montreal Pittsburgh game.
6 minutes left. I hate the Canadians so much.
Why? Just because they're from Canada?
They're the New York Yankees. Like,
what do you think? No. They haven't won. It's the last time they won the cup, like 93. Yeah.
But still, it's just like. And it's just the French shit and, like...
I love that. But you liked Montreal when we went there.
I really appreciated the city. I just, like, it's just... I hate them so much. Although, I would love to experience a game there.
I'll go. I would love to go back to Montreal.
That'd be a weekend trip. That wouldn't be like a long thing. That'd be like me drive up Friday night, see a game Saturday.
Yeah, it'd be.
Yeah, we would have to go back to that deli.
Oh, for that sandwich. Oh, you know what rule I hate? I think we've talked about this before, but hockey, how they got rid of the touch for icing.
Yeah, I hate that too. Again, a soft
like
rule.
those. Yeah, that is a soft rule. I love watching guys battle down the ice trying to get there first. Like that could like have a big impact on a game if you beat a guy there.
It's all about safety though, man. Some bullshit. Yep.
Although they still like they'll negate icing if like you're if the offensive guy is ahead of the defender, yeah. Right? Even if the puck makes it to the line. Yeah, okay.
I should have played hockey. I would have been such a goon.
I can envision you like who's that guy who played for the Hawks? Who just not Dustin Byfuglien, but he was like a guy who just like sat in the middle of the ice and just blocked the goalie all day long.
Carcillo?
No, what was his name?
Hossa?
I'm gonna look it up. No. I'll find it. Give me 1 second. Oh, Brian Bickle.
Brian Bickle. You know who I love for Chicago? Freaking Andrew Shaw.
Yeah. He was a good guy.
What, did he, like, help old ladies across the street or something?
He might have.
Doubt it.
He was one of those really reliable, he was like a second or third liner guy who, you know, nobody really got recognition other than Kane, Taze, Hosa, like, you know, the big names. But he was one of those guys who just did his job and did it well. That's why the Hawks were so good. We had really good third and fourth lines that, like, saved our asses on a number of occasions.
Dude, it. I love third and fourth line guys, too, because, like, those are the grinding lines, you know, that just, like, stick them out there, do the best you can type of thing.
Yeah. Because they know they have limited minutes. They got to make them count.
Oh, fuck, man. Yo, did you see that that explosion in like Beirut or whatever?
Yeah, it was insane. What? It was like an atomic bomb.
What
do
you think that was?
No, it was ammonium nitrate. They like know what it was. The Lebanese government knew it was there. They knew it was dangerous, and they like knew something bad could happen, and yet they did nothing because they just didn't care enough. And then all of a sudden, you know, this fucking nuclear bomb like explosion goes off in the middle of the city. I've seen like there are pictures of like people's houses from far away that are just and just reduced to rubble. It's insane.
So like what is that like radioactive now? Or is like it was just an explosion?
No, I don't know what ammonium nitrate is used in. It's an explosive chemical. I don't think it's hazardous to the extent that like people need to fear breathing it in, but it's certainly dangerous stuff. But yeah, did you see the videos of the explosion?
Yeah, man.
It just like goes up.
Dude, it was just unreal. And like the wave after it too.
Yeah. CNN had on their website had like essentially a GIF of like a before and after where it was like an aerial view before and then it wiped away and showed an aerial view after and like insane.
Dude, I'm looking at it right now. It's on Twitter.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's like numbing as well. Just look at that. You know?
Yeah. But here's the thing, like, what I don't understand is, you know, okay, so this obviously this is a terrible thing to happen, you know, there are over 100 people, I think, have died, like, horrible, horrible situation, and the world is, like, you know, rallying around Lebanon and Beirut, good for the world, you know, everybody's in solidarity, great. Like, how many times does a suicide bomber walk into a market somewhere in Afghanistan and blow himself up, killing the same number of people, and nobody bats an eye? Like, that's our world is just like, we pick and choose what to feel sorry for, which is horrible. Because, like, why do we feel bad about one thing when the exact same thing happens somewhere else and we don't care as much? Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, remember when Notre Dame, like a church burns down in Paris, right? Oh, but it's Paris. It's this flourishing city, right? It's this hub of civilization. It's this, you know, one of the most historic landmarks in the world. The whole world needs to, you know, start spending all their money to get this church rebuilt and everything needs to, you know, be all good and well Ben France. But nobody died, you know. Sure, it's an old church, but you know, everybody's okay. We can rebuild it and, you know, make it nice again. But again, horrible things happen in third world countries and everyone's like, all right, yeah, well, you know, sucks, but what do you do? Like, it makes no sense. It makes no sense.
I don't know what to say to that.
Do you understand? Like, do you understand what I'm coming from?
I mean, I didn't donate to Notre Dame at all.
No, I know you didn't, but I'm saying it was all over the news. Everybody was talking about it for days and days and days and days and days. And so we gave it all this coverage, all this attention, all this whatever. But when horrible things happen in other less developed countries, like, nobody seems to even bat an eye.
Yeah, but on the vice versa, how many times have people said the United States needs to stay out of other people's business? So damn if we do and damn if we don't.
Yeah, but I mean, the US had no involvement in a lot of these things. I don't know. All I'm saying is that it seems like the world picks and chooses what it feels sorry for, and it seems flawed, but you know, I guess it is what it
Change it,
is.
man.
How am I going to change it?
Don't know.
Become president?
Please, God, no.
If I'm president, AOC is
Oh
my
my
vice
God,
president.
please no.
And I'm gonna learn how to resurrect the dead, and Bernie Sanders is gonna be my Secretary of State. Because I'm assuming if I do become elected president, he will no longer be alive at that point in time.
I would assume not to.
Hopefully he is.
I would assume not. I AO in 20, I think I've said this before, but in 20 years, AOC or one of her cronies or a disciple of the AOC mentality and philosophy is gonna get elected president, and I'm not gonna know what to do with myself.
I think AOC would be a good president.
Are you kidding me?
I think
We,
that
we.
I appreciate her fierceness and her mentality and her willingness to stick up for herself and for others and her ability to be heard, and like those are all the qualities that you need in a president. Policy aside, she is a good politician. Like if you had a version of her on the Republican side of the House or Senate, they would love her.
I'm just keeping quiet now, just to be respectful.
You don't have to be
I'm biting
respectful.
my tongue here severely. I think I'm causing blood inside my mouth.
That's fine. I'm voicing my opinion, and you are free to disagree and voice
I totally
yours.
disagree. I think she's a loon. I think she's I don't even know what the word is. She's like a brat, but not really a brat. You know, like she's just like this know-it-all that really isn't a know-it-all, and she, I can no, I have no words. I can't believe what you just said, but go ahead, it's your opinion. You know, speak on it.
We agree to disagree on AOC.
I'm petrified. I'm literally petrified. It will keep me up at night in 20 years when her or one of her, you know, followers is running for president and gets, like the Democratic or communist, you know, nomination. Well,
Right, you can't go
oh
there.
no, I
That's
can and I will. Okay, because that's what we're going to.
all right, well then I can call Republicans the Nazi Party. If you can call Democrats communists, then Republicans are
The
Nazis.
Democrats are more closely related to communists than the Republicans are to the Nazis.
Yeah, but you make it sound like communism is an inherently flawed
It
system of belief.
is.
It's not. It's just
It
it's
is.
not it's execution
It is.
is terrible in human and world
It
history,
is.
but Nazism at its core is a system of belief saying that certain people are not worthy of living. Like
Well,
that's the
all right,
Republican.
yeah. Well, call me a Nazi because I don't think AOC deserves to live. But
No, I'm not calling you I'm not
no,
calling
no,
you a
no,
Nazi.
no,
Most Republicans have common sense, but the one who have a voice these days
no,
don't.
no. Call me a Nazi because I don't think AOC deserves to live. Okay, and what you just said—that Nazis think that some people don't deserve to live, or a group of people, whatever.
But okay, but you don't even appreciate her toughness and her willingness to like
No.
stick up
No,
her
because I think it's fake
fight for
toughness. I think it's fake
what?
toughness.
How is
She
it
has some
fake?
that because, like, she like in the clips I've seen of her in like, what do you call this? Hearings, I guess you call them or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's like she has this like she has to like flip back her hair and be like all like that type of thing, and then go after like the person that's speaking or she's disagreeing with. And she, like, I, it's fake toughness. She's just one of those people that I look at, and when I hear her speak, I know for a fact that at night she cries herself to sleep because someone, you know, was too tough on her or something like that. But at, she gives off this I'm tough, tough ass bitch mentality.
And I you know, are. I feel like you could not be further from
no
the truth.
Wait, dude, how can you say that? How can you say that? She was a bartender, right? And then complained a lot that she couldn't pay her rent being a bartender because she went to fucking Boston University for some shit. And then she like threw a fit, and was like, "Hey, I gotta change this shit." Got a lot of votes because the people in New York are morons. And then she became the senator or whatever the fuck she is. I don't even know what the fuck she is, honestly, now.
She's a member of the House of Representatives. And this conversation has distracted me so much, I forgot the Hawks started, so I turned them on 4 minutes late.
Are they even on right now?
I blame you for that. Yeah, they're playing on NHL Network.
You have that?
Oh, yeah. I get that, but I don't get NBC Sports.
Well, they have a minute.
Anyway. Edmonton's on a power play right now, and they have a good power play, and the Hawks have a very average kill. But anyway, no, I did. Okay, first of all, AOC didn't like the shit that was going down in her district. And so she said, you know what? I'm going to run for Congress against this old, you know, saggy old white dude who is a career politician who's just there to, you know, do whatever. Who knows? Not a representative of his district. Like, dude, he was representing like the Bronx. And this was an old white dude. I don't think there is an old white dude in the Bronx. And all of a sudden, AOC is like, you know what? I'm sick of this. This old dude is not doing anything for us, right? I'm struggling to make ends meet in my district. I want things to change. So I'm going to run for Congress, and I'm going to make him change. And that's what she did. And I think that's pretty freaking cool.
She's fake tough, dude. I bet she cries herself to sleep every night.
I bet she sleeps like a baby.
No, no, she doesn't. She doesn't. Because Trump lives rent-free in her head.
I thought that went in. Ding the crossbar. I don't have sound on, so I couldn't tell, but that was a good shot. Great pass, finds him and just rattles the post. Oh, that was inches away from a Hawks.
That's the worst sound in sports, I think.
It just makes your stomach just go, ugh. Dude, nothing is more nerve-wracking than overtime hockey.
Well, Canadians just won, so there's no OT in this game. Good. So it's 2-1 Canadians over the fucking Penguins. Hell yeah.
Yeah, who do you want to win that?
Well, here's the thing. I debated that too, because whoever loses in the first round, I don't know how this works. I haven't read up on it yet. But whoever loses in the first round, they have a chance of getting the number one overall pick. So, hypothetically, if the Penguins lose this series, they have a chance to get the number one overall pick, which would make me absolutely batshit crazy. But I will have to root for the Canadians in this series.
Wait, how would they get do they just go into the lottery or whatever?
They go to the lottery. I don't know how the NHL did it. I still haven't read up on it, but I know for a fact.
That doesn't make any sense, because how many teams miss the playoffs entirely? Like, just put them in a lottery.
I don't know how it works. I haven't read up on it. I probably should do that tonight. But they have a chance of getting the number one overall pick. But to answer your question, I will always root against the Penguins. They're the Cowboys of hockey.
What about in situations like, what if it's the last game of the season and the Penguins are playing somebody and you need the Penguins to win in order to eliminate their opponent from the playoffs, therefore allowing the Flyers to make the playoffs? Would you root for the Penguins then? Even if it meant if they lost, the Flyers don't make the playoffs?
I mean, it'd be hard to. I don't know if I could.
I still think one of the funniest, or I don't know if it's funny or just absurd, nights of college was when we were on spring break and we were at that restaurant and we kept asking you all these situations in which like you would root like for a certain team in a certain situation. Do you remember this? Like we did it for like an
I
hour.
know.
You were, it was absurd.
I don't know. I don't want my enemies to prosper in order for my gain. I'd rather have no gain and my enemies, you know, have no gain as well. I mean, if the Penguins, so say it's the Penguins and whoever, right? And if the Penguins won, they would be in the playoffs and so would the Flyers. But if they lost, they and the Flyers,
Higher team would, yeah.
if they lost, the Flyers and the Penguins not make it. I'd honestly rather not make the playoffs and the Penguins not make the playoffs as well than have both of us make the playoffs.
Interesting philosophy. I would never hate a team so much that I would sacrifice the success of my own team to ensure the failure of another. Like, I would much rather give my team a shot. Like, I would say, okay, Blackhawks are in the playoffs. Sure, sign me up. Like, whatever you got to do.
Well, it's like that question you asked me like a while back. If you won the lottery, but and then your enemy would also win the lottery or whatever that was. You remember that conversation?
No, but I'll take your word for
Oh,
it.
you said something about like I don't know what it was, but it was like if I had like $1 million and I could like keep that and like do whatever, but then my enemy could also like get $1 million. I would not win the $1 million. I would choose not to win it so my enemy does not get it.
Jeez. Oh, 2-on-1. Good pass. Oh, skipped over his skate,
That was a
over his
rocky
stick.
pass. I'm watching it right now. It's on.
Yeah. I'm still watching the NHL Network bonus coverage because I fear if I change the channel, I'm gonna lose the
Yeah,
game.
don't do that.
But the bonus coverage is gonna end at whenever the next stoppage is, probably for a commercial. Oh, I thought yes, it did. Let's fucking go.
You can't turn it off, man. You can't.
I'm gonna lose bonus coverage. It's bonus coverage.
Well, at least you got to see a goal.
Yeah. I didn't even see it. It didn't even look like it went in from. Oh, look at that. Beautiful
Top
shot.
shelf.
Sniped him. Top shelf.
I wish I knew more hockey players.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot.
Like, I know I can hold my own, but like, I also can't, like, I don't see their faces either. So, like, I wish I, like, if I walked down the street and walked down past probably like 90% of the Blackhawks, I wouldn't recognize any of them.
Dude, the only two players on the Blackhawks I would recognize if I saw them like on the street would be Kane and Taze. I can't talk. All right, I lost my bonus coverage. Here's the million-dollar question. Let's see if I can go to NBC Sports. Oh, it let me in. Okay, I'm on. I'm on for now. Let's see how long until I get kicked out of this game.
Let's cross our fingers.
Honestly. Ugh. Did you see that they like ESPN released? Because they just, I don't know if you're getting the same commercial, but they're showing an NFL commercial right now. And they put the ESPN ranked like the top 100 players in the NFL. Did you see that?
No.
Well, they did. And okay, I'm not a guy who necessarily knows a ton about the players in the NFL, but they ranked Russell Wilson ahead of Patrick Mahomes. And I found that to be the stupidest decision in the history of a ranking for any athletes. Because Russell Wilson is good, but if you think he's better than Mahomes for a second, you are sorely
Pat
mistaken.
Mahomes is going to win at least seven more championships.
He's unreal. How could you think Russell Wilson is
That
better than
team is
him?
unreal, dude. They're stacked.
They are.
It's scary. I might never ever see an Eagles Super Bowl again in my life.
Well, at least not before
Shut up.
the
Well, I might. The way the Bears are going right now, there's. I'm gonna wait a while.
You might be waiting a long time. I don't know. Nick Foles, the miracle man, might change our luck.
EDN.
Yep.
That's a great name, Kirby.
Kirby Doc. He's a good player. He's young, yeah. Third overall pick in the 2019 draft. He'll be a good player.
A hot girl at ADP is named Kirby.
Yeah.
She when I got the job, I interviewed with her.
Nice.
Oh.
I see ADP pop up from time to time. We compete with ADP from time to time.
At what, SAP?
Yeah, on like HR deals, because we do like it's not like a I don't think we are in payroll to the extent ADP is, but we do like a bunch of HR
stuff. Do you
sell
PEOs at all?
What's
Professional
that?
Professional employer organizations. Oh shit!
Wait, do we? What? Are you ahead of me? Did something bad happen? Yep. Fuck you.
My bad. I didn't know you were. You got your solo.
That's all right. Damn it. Dude, I'm telling you.
What, did it take 40 seconds?
Yeah, it's not good. Gotta win defensive zone faceoffs. Oh, they did. They just didn't get the puck out of the zone. Do you know Corey Crawford had the coronavirus and was like kind of pretty sick?
Was he?
Yeah, and he came back.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, they didn't say anything until he was cleared to play again, and then he was like, yeah, I had it. So he's been – he had a good game one, but he was rough in game two. He had a real bad play to give up a goal.
I love hockey, man. It's so fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. Even with, like, I wasn't sure how I was going to feel without fans, but it hasn't been that bad for any sport I've watched.
I hate the cutout that baseball does, or even like the fake fans they do. Like, I like how the NHL does it. I hate the NBA with the Zoom like fans. I don't know if you've watched any of it.
No, I haven't watched a minute of the NBA.
It is so dumb. I like how the NHL did it and just like big ice, no fans. But I like how they still include like the goal songs and shit like that though.
Yeah, well, I like how the NHL put all those big screens like around the rink and they project stuff. Yeah.
NHL did the best so far. I'm really happy about it.
If any league is going to be successful, it's the NHL because – oh, my God. Oh, I thought that was going to be a goal. Because their bubble is the best – and it's also in Canada, like where they have very little cases. Whereas in the NBA is in like the worst place you could possibly be in terms of like the number of cases being reported. Yeah. I think we just need to get rid of Florida. Florida, like nothing. Florida is just like the worst state.
Oh yeah, I hate Florida. I hate Florida because it's nothing but either old people or white trash. There's zero in between.
I don't, and also like people always say, like, "Oh, Florida, but Florida's so warm and such a good place to like vacation." I don't even think Florida's that great of a place to vacation. If I had to pick like a beach vacation of the places to go in the U.S., Florida would at least be not in my top three. And for everyone's like, oh, but it's Florida. It's got to be number one. No, like, I would go to Southern California. I would go to, like, Myrtle Beach or somewhere else, like the Carolinas on the coast, over Florida any day.
Look, I don't like Florida at all. I hate the heat, too. You know that about me. I need all four seasons. I don't get why people move down there at all.
No, I don't know.
Whatever, man.
I will never be one of those people who retire in Florida.
I'm retiring in my house, or maybe Philadelphia.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever like. I don't think I could ever like just relocate.
No, I couldn't
for retirement.
I couldn't at all. I mean, I'm gonna be well, like we said, we might be single for the rest of our life, so we can do whatever we want.
Well, let's just move in. I'll move back to Pennsylvania. We can move in together.
Well, depending on my situation next year, I might end up in Chicago for a year or two.
What? What do you mean?
For teaching.
When did this become a possibility? You never told me this.
For Teach for America as my backup plan.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I know people who teach in the city.
Yeah, so...
But for private schools, I don't think. Oh, look at that. SAP Coaching Insights.
Look at you. When I,
how come I don't get tickets sent?
Well, I was just about to ask that. When I go to the SAP Center in San Jose, are you going to give me tickets?
I can wait like 5 years so I at least have like some contacts in the company and maybe I can ask somebody, but. It might be a while.
That's fine.
In fact, no, I think at one point my dad knew, this was a long time ago, so I doubt it's the case. My dad knew the person who was responsible for like all of our, like, yep, there we go, just lost the game, right on cue. Jesus Christ. Who she was like a woman in charge of all of SAP's like season ticket situations.
No way.
Yeah.
I need to find that out.
But I don't think that, because like I say, we probably have tickets to every sport, like sporting event, just because, like for customer deals. Like that's how my old job was too. Like they just had tickets everywhere for some reason. Yeah.
That's a dream. All right, man.
Is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we get going.
Yeah, I gotta watch this game for real now.
Yeah. I'll go Blackhawks. Fuck Edmonton.
Hell yeah.
Roof for the Flyers tomorrow.
All right. I'll try to remember they're even playing.
They play at 4.
4 Eastern? Yeah. Okay. Try and keep that in mind. If I got nothing going on in my afternoon.
All right, man.
All right, dude.
Yeah, all right. Stay good, man. We're here for me.
I'll talk to you too. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Sure.